in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerd's Domain podcast. We're back from a long hiatus. I believe our last episode was our winter draft. Did you guys want to go over the winter draft real quick?
No.
No.
I did not win. I
think. Why do you guys not want to go over it?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't.
Did we go over it last time? I don't remember.
I don't remember it that well.
George winning, we can go over it, I guess.
Okay, I won. That's it. Good job, guys.
George won by 45 million. It was close. Considering.
That's not a close. That's a lot.
That's not close. I'm talking
considering the next
stacks,
person
baby.
Behind.
Did you see the graft?
As second.
It was like 4
as
miles
second, the next person
between.
Behind me was 100 million. And then way down there was Shirley. And then way down there, like barely
was
got.
I in third?
You got fourth. Oh. Phil was in third. You got fourth. And then way, way, way at the bottom.
It was Jesse and Rob.
It's just Rob. Jesse didn't do it last time. There were only five of us. Alright, so we are doing our Summer Movie Draft this week to kick things off. We've got 30 movies, there's 5 of us. This year we've got 6 teams. I am Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again from a very famous, fantastic comic. Justin is the Rural Squirrel.
Yep.
Phil Little. Is Gluttons for Punishment. George is the International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club. Rob is I Did Bad and I Feel Bad. And Shirley is Please Not Last Like Rob. Yay! So just a recap of the rules. We all have 100 Nerd's Domain dollars. That's what they're going to be this year. We're going to be bidding on movies out of the 30 that we've got. I'll go over that list here in just a second real quick to tell you what they are. We will be bidding on those. Whoever wins it, it goes into their pool of movies, and whoever has the highest domestic gross at the end of the summer, which is officially September. Well, that didn't do it right. That's okay. We'll say September 15th-ish. Middle of September will be the end of the season. Whoever has the highest domestic gross will win. Any money not spent is lost, so if you haven't bid it, it goes away. So our movie lineup this year is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Don't forget to mention, if your movie falls off the frickin' list because they push it, you get hosed. All right.
Yes, if your movie does fall off the list.
Look, it's an anonymous orangutan.
If
and there goes
oh my
the
god, a squirrel!
Shiny.
If your movie falls off while we're in the process, if it gets pushed back into the summer for a better release time, like, I don't know, The Dark Tower, or if it gets put into the dark, dark depths of March, like G.I. Joe was a couple years ago, several years ago now, you lose
How
it.
How bad did Power Rangers do?
Actually, it broke 100 million. It didn't do terrible.
Oh.
It actually gave you more than 100 million.
Sweet.
No, I mean your total more than 100 million. Otherwise, you would have been under 100 million.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to touch on the list of movies real quick. I'm just going to read them off. I don't need a ton of commentary right away, so just let me get through this. This is mostly for our players because I know they're going to have comments. We can comment as we come to the movie in the draft. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy 2, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, Snatched, Alien Covenant, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, Baywatch, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Captain Underpants.
Dead Men Don't Make This Movie.
Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, Wonder Woman, The Mummy, All Eyes on Me, that's with a Z on eyes, Pixar's Cars 3, Rough Night, Transformers The Last Night, Baby Driver, Amityville, The Awakening, Despicable Me 3, The House, Wish Upon, Spider-Man Homecoming, War for the Planet of the Apes, Dunkirk, Girls Trip, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, Atomic Blonde, The Emoji Movie, The Dark Tower, Annabelle Creation, Hitman's Bodyguard, and Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. It's a terrible title.
It's a terrible season.
What are you talking? There's some really good tentpole movies here.
War of the Planet of the Apes, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I do have to file an official objection with Hollywood, not with you, that there aren't any Nick Cage movies.
Thank God. That's mostly because Nicolas Cage is too busy chewing every bit of scenery he can see. Even if he's not acting, he's just chewing on the scenery.
He's a beaver, got it.
Yes, terrible, terrible thing. So we'll go ahead and get started. Are you guys ready to get started?
No.
Yay!
I'm actually going to wait for Phil, because Phil tonight will be handling all of the input on the spreadsheet for who has what, and he will be updating us every few movies on how much money has been spent and who is currently not spending any money so that we don't get caught surprised like last time, I guess, or one of those times.
I am, in fact, ready. I was being facetious.
Oh, okay. See, I was going to be nice to you, Phil.
That's what you all right,
so
nice.
Our first movie is Guardians of the Galaxy. The Guardians are back to fight off the bad guys. More importantly, we get Baby Groot all movie. Wait, Sylvester Stallone is in this?
So
Sylvester Stallone.
That's right.
So we are going to start the bidding at $5.
Five.
Ten.
15.
20.
25. I'll give 30.
35.
40.
48, 50.
You cannot do half dollars.
That wasn't in the rules. You didn't call it out.
I don't remember hearing that either.
Fine. Your bid is negated. You cannot do half dollars. Still Jesse's.
49.
50.
51.
55 66 65 68 69 70
Rob, remember last time you got outbid on a movie and what happened to your season?
Yeah, it's all right. I wasn't bidding because I wanted to bid. I was bidding to drive Jesse up.
Just like you,
someone's getting hosed.
Just like you bid to drive Rob or George up last time. How'd that work out, George?
I won 71.
Right.
I will not.
All right, Jesse's got it for 72.
73.
75.
76.
Seventy-seven. Have you got one more in you?
77 going once. 77 going twice.
78.
Whew. 78 Nerds Domain dollars for the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Do I hear any other bids?
80.
That is one big basket of bids.
It is.
That is. It really is. But it's got Sylvester Stallone, guys.
And it'll be pushed till next year.
They're not pushing that. Disney won't do it.
All right, 80 is the final bid. Going once, going twice. 80 sold to Rural Squirrel.
See, you should have bid low so you could bid a lot so he can call out your name every time.
Oh, yeah,
get
true.
Get him jacked up.
Well, from now on, I'm going to ride on low things because that's all I got.
Yeah, obviously. So you're going to just start bidding everything at 20? Is that what you're saying?
No.
All right. Next up in our lineup is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Guy Ritchie gives us a view of King Arthur, starring Charlie Hunnam and Jude Law.
That was the part that caught me off guard. It's a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah.
I like Guy Ritchie films.
Yeah, and they've done really good lately.
So we'll opening the bid at we'll open the bid at $5.
Five.
Okay.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
15.
I don't know the history of Guy Ritchie films.
I know the history of Phil? The Arthur films, and it's not a good one.
No, but Guy Ritchie normally gives a good spin that people like. But I don't know if it's got a lot of cult following. I don't know if it's got a popular following.
I don't think he's had a hit since, like, Snatch.
Yeah, I also know the history of Charlie Hunnam films, and they get beat out by things like Grown Ups 2.
Yeah, his, like, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was actually pretty decent, I don't think did terribly well. Sherlock Holmes, he did those movies. Those were, I guess,
they're okay. All right. They were directed just fine. So it's 15 going to me currently?
Yar.
Oops.
15 going once? 15 going twice? 15 sold to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again! There's an exclamation point at the end. I had to get excited. All right.
Did you really?
Yeah. Next up, we've got Snatched. Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn in a comedy about getting kidnapped in Mexico.
A sequel to Guy Ritchie's Snatch. He's got two movies coming out this summer, which is a big surprise.
Actually, on the same weekend, even.
Yeah.
He's competing against himself. Opposite of King Arthur.
He's a smart guy. That's good strategy.
So we'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Three.
Shirley bid five.
I know, but it's not worth it.
It could make $50 million. That's not asking too much.
Seven.
You already bid five. You don't have to outbid yourself.
I bid six.
Oh, okay.
I bid six.
I'm outbidding myself? Really?
Phil sounds like you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Phil, you heard that. You sound like a girl.
So Shirley's currently got it for seven.
Domestic gross of... are we allowed to comment on how,
yeah,
how previous movies have done before the bidding? The domestic gross for Trainwreck, Amy Schumer's previous movie, was $110 million.
Did Schumer write this? Because I think she wrote Trainwreck.
She did write Trainwreck.
She also... She's a co-writer on this one. The other writer is Katie Dippold. She's a writer from Parks and Rec and The Heat. So right. She's got a few hits.
Yeah. We've got $7 still with Shirley going once. $7 going twice.
Eight.
Wow, $7 getting sniped for $8 going to gluttons for punishment. I want to call you Glutens for Punishment. I'm really sorry.
Glutens for Punishment's a better team name, actually.
I tried to tell him that. He said
nine.
No.
Oh.
Shirley said nine. Please Not Last Like Rob has bid nine. Nine going once. Nine going twice. Nine sold to Please Not Last Like Rob for Snatched. With an ED at the end. Ed. Snatched.
Snatched.
Actually, the third movie in that trilogy, Snatched, and Snatched. Mm-hmm. That will be the cap there.
Snatchy.
Next up, we've got Alien Covenant. The aliens are back, and they're back in a ship, and it looks kind of cool.
They're not back in a ship.
Yes, they are. On a planet. Nope, they're in a ship, and then they land on a planet.
Okay.
Just that's like how aliens work.
We'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Six.
Phil sounds so sad. Five.
Seven.
Ten.
15. So that's $15 to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again.
16.
Rob's got 16.
2-0.
What?
George has it for 20.
21.
Twenty-seven to George. 27 going once. 27. 28. I did bad and I feel bad. Just bit 28. 28 going once. 28 going twice. 28 sold to I did bad and I feel bad. All right, same weekend also releasing is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. It's a travel movie with Alicia Silverstone playing the mom, which is weird and very weird.
Is this the first diary made into a movie?
No, this is the second or third.
Second or the third.
I want to say it's the second one, but I believe it's different characters, which I don't know if that follows the book and what it does there. Can't say that I've read any Diary of a Wimpy Kid. However, Alicia Silverstone as the respectable, normal mother.
Well, I don't know about that. But
that's crazy.
Really weird.
Matt is truly traumatized by this.
I really am. We are going to open the bid at $5 for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul.
I'll do five.
Six.
Seven.
I'm out.
Eight.
Phil's nine. Got it for... Oh, Rob's got it for 9?
10.
11.
Can I point out something here real quick?
Yes.
There's a character in this movie... Sorry, there's a family of characters in this movie named Mr. Beardo, Mrs. Beardo, and Brandy Beardo.
Well, that's worth 12 right there.
So is that a bid of 12 from you, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay. Phil's got it for $12. I've got $12 going once. $12 going twice. $12 sold to Glutens. Hey, he changed it. Glutens for Punishment.
It says here on the Wikipedia page that the official trailer received over 33,000 dislikes and only 6,000 likes.
Oh, my
God. We saw it in front of a movie last night. It didn't look absolutely terrible.
Horrible.
And kids, I think kids will get into it if they're still doing Diary.
Reception. Let me just read to you this part. On February 23rd, 2017, a theatrical poster and teaser trailer released. In the following month, the official trailer was released. Both trailers received negative feedback from fans for its recasting of main characters, most notably Charlie Wright as Roderick, with many addressing the visual similarity to Lord Farquaad, the antagonist to the popular 2001 animated comedy Shrek. To further express their outrage, the fans took to social media and started the hashtag not my Roderick, a parody of the not my president trend that called the election of President Donald Trump, which has spawned countless online memes. Other hashtags included hashtag not my Heffleys and hashtag not my Rowley. I don't know what any of these means.
Oh, no.
Good luck.
So that's, that's the long haul.
Well, I don't think this is going to be Ratchet and Clank.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah. It can't be that bad.
That was under-marketed.
It wasn't marketed at all.
It
has to be marketed at all to be under-marketed.
I saw something for it.
We watched a trailer for it because we went and looked for it. Up next is on the... releasing on the 26th of May is Baywatch. It's Baywatch, but funny, and starring The Rock.
It's Dwayne Johnson.
Five.
I'm sorry. Starring Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's twin brother.
10.
What?
We've 11. Got George with... Oh, 12.
13.
Who said 12?
14.
15.
16.
17.
18.
19. You can just do 21.
He can just do 20 and I can't get it.
Or you could just leave him there and make him sit with that last dollar.
Oh, that's exactly what
that's
I'm
doing. That's
fine. 19 going once.
I got a good 19... feeling about Baywatch. It's going to be the one that wins me.
I actually think it'll do pretty good.
19 going twice. 19 sold to the rural squirrel, which I only had to say a couple of times. Thanks, Jesse. Opening the same weekend is our next movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. It's the final Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It only took 14 years for this series. Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom return, also Johnny Depp.
Negative five.
One?
I will start the bidding at $5.
Five.
What was the last
six.
One?
Stranger
Tides.
Stranger Tides.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Negative five.
It surely has been six.
Seven.
Eight.
15. 17. What was that sound?
It was a RoboCat.
Oh my god.
Rob currently has the movie for 17, unless RoboCat was bidding, in which case we'll have to check the team names, but I'm pretty sure RoboCat is not a team name.
Holy cracker jacks.
Can I change my team name to RoboCat now?
No, I like Gluten's.
Yeah, you do.
So $17 going to I Did Bad and I Feel Bad going once. I Did Bad and I Feel Bad going twice. I Did Bad and I Feel Bad takes Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales for $17 Nerds Domain dollars. Phil, could you give us a roundup of May and how that looks right now? Because we have only bid on movies for May.
Dr. Dinosaur has 85 Nerds Domain dollars. The Rural Squirrel has 1 Nerds Domain dollars. The Glutens have 88 Nerds Domain dollars. The Champions Winners Club...
International Texas
on.
Playboys Champions Winners Club. You have to say the whole name.
I don't have to do anything.
No,
Matt does.
We don't want to get this confused with the other Champions Winners Club.
There's one in Seattle.
Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club has 100 million dollars. I did bad and I feel bad has 55 Nerds Domain dollars. And Please Not Last Like Rob has 91 Nerds Domain dollars.
All right.
Most of us are still sitting up above 80, except for a few of the big bidders.
All right. Up next is another kids movie. It's Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
What?
I can't summarize this like at all. It's a kids movie. Good money to be made, potentially. I'm opening the bid at $5.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Ten.
11.
12.
13. Oh, Shirley snuck in there with 13.
You don't even count them yet.
13 going once. 13 going twice. 13 sold to Please Not Last Like Rob.
Well, I have two movies, so it can't be Last Like Rob.
And both of those probably aren't going to get moved. Coming out the same weekend is Wonder Woman. DC makes a movie that isn't about Batman or Superman. Nope, I refuse to acknowledge Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern, starring Gal Gadot and Captain Kirk. We're going to open the bidding at $5.
This has the makings of a trap.
I bid.
Five.
I bid 25.
30.
32.
35.
36.
37.
I'm sorry, Phil, did you say 37?
Yes.
Okay.
You think it'll do better than Batman vs. Superman?
I think that most anything will do better than Batman vs. Superman.
It did 330.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That wasn't even a good movie.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The bad thing is
I don't know if Wonder Woman will do better.
People had faith at that time.
No, they didn't.
Right. Well, okay. Let's look at another little comparative real quick.
39.
Suicide Squad. And that did 332.
Are you looking at domestics or internationals?
Domestics.
Okay.
So 39 is my current bid.
Rob, I'm about to get angry because I was just trying to bid it up.
Sorry.
39 going once. 39 going twice. 39 sold to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again. We'll move on to the next movie. The Mummy.
Not Brendan Fraser.
Tom Cruise brings back the mummy to unravel a new Universal Monster Universe. Unravel a new universe.
I got it.
Unravel. Open the bidding at $5.
I didn't think anybody was going to take it.
It's about as excited as I am.
6.
10.
What was the last movie that Tom Cruise was in?
The Jack Reacher. The second Jack Reacher?
Oh, the second Jack Reacher?
That I don't remember seeing anything for.
Mission Impossible movie. Where he's hanging off the plane.
How tall do you think he actually is?
5'2".
He also has 5'2"?
Yeah. He also has a tooth in the middle of his face.
He does. Drives me nuts now.
You're a bastard. Once it's seen, it cannot be unseen.
Who has this movie?
You do for 7.
You should give it back.
George, no, it's up to 12.
George bid 12.
No, I bid 10. Someone bid 12.
I bid 12.
Yeah,
Phil bid 12. See? That's how we work.
14.
Back to George for 14. Fourteen going twice. 14 sold to Glutens for Punishment for the Mummy.
No.
George.
I'm sorry. George.
International Texas Playboys thing. Champions Winners Club. I'd like to dedicate this one to my wife who loves Mission Impossible, loves the Mummy, loves them put together. It's going to be a great film. Really excited for it. I want to thank all of you.
Nice.
Is this the Mummy Impossible?
Yes, that's what some.
Have you seen the trailer?
That's certainly a thing you can call it. Yes. It looks exactly like that.
All right. Coming out next is All Eyes on Me. Tupac isn't dead, so I don't know why we have a biopic about him. Starring Demetrius Shipp Jr., Danai Gurira, and Cat Graham. We'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
This is a Tupac biopic.
6.
7.
Eight.
9.
Straight Outta Compton did really well, didn't it?
Yep.
I think so. I know that critical acclaim.
And the director of this is Benny Boom.
I don't know what that means.
His name is Benny Boom.
Ah.
Boom Boom.
Who's got this one right now?
Surely at 9. Rob has bid 161, which is way over what he has, but that's what...
No, that's what Straight Outta Compton did.
Okay. I realized that. I was just being facetious.
What website are you
funny.
Using?
You should be serious. We're trying to get through this, Matt.
Are you looking at Box Office Mojo?
Yep.
Okay.
Box Office Mojo is what we use to corrugate all of our numbers. Corrugate being the wrong word.
Freddy says that a...
Conjugate?
It's cardboard?
Yeah.
It's what we use to conjugate all of our numbers. Conjugate.
That's better than
they're verbs now. Our numbers are now verbs. Yes. Our English so good. We English hard.
Does Shirley still have it for 9? 9 going once. 9 going twice. 9 sold to Shirley for All Eyes on Me, because there's a Z.
Yep.
To Please Not Last Like Rob. Next movie, same weekend. This is going to be tough because this is going to split the crowds. Pixar's Cars 3, because Cars 2 didn't damage our children enough. Starring Owen Wilson, Armie Hammer, Nathan Fillion, there's Larry the Cable Guy, and a bunch of other people. We'll open the bidding.
Okay. His arms aren't the hammer.
Dude, yes. For real, have you guys seen the trailer for this thing?
No.
It is hilarious because it's so dark. It's like, oh, this might be Lightning McCloud's like final race. And it's this slow motion of like cars crashing and like weird voiceovers, like, you know, like, will he ever walk again or drive or whatever these things do. And it's like, you know, it's like a kid's movie and it's like the most darkest, bleakest thing. It's pretty awesome.
Cars 2 had torture in it.
Yeah, did it really? So, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you seen the theory that it takes place in a post-apocalyptic future where people have just kind of mutated and they live inside these hermetically sealed environments, and that's why their eyeballs are looking out of the, you know, headlights. Out of the sunscreen instead of out of the headlights as they should? They should be going out of the headlights, but they're not. They're going out of the sunscreen.
So do they handle the baby cars like shells then?
We don't talk about that.
It's kids.
This is also the same universe as Planes.
Trains.
No.
Automobiles.
No, there's actually Disney's Planes is also set in the same universe as Cars. It's another movie. I'm sorry, Planes, Fire and Rescue.
Do you think that there are like tanks in this universe?
I don't.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be? That's
they're
insane.
They're soldiers.
That's cool.
So we're going to open the bidding for Pixar's Cars 3 at $5.
6.
7.
8.
10.
12.
I don't have that much confidence in it.
Remember, with kids' movies, every ticket is at least two tickets.
Yeah, but Cars 2 only did 121.
That's fair. George, did you bid 12?
That's correct.
All right, 12 going to International... God bless.
It's not that hard.
International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club.
I want to point out it's also not that hard because you can like read it because it's right there in front of you.
I'm on a different tab.
Just read the words on the page, man.
12 going once. 12 going twice.
Wait a second. Who's got it?
George.
Well, are you going to outbid my 12, Jesse?
No. He wanted me to have to say it again.
Say what again?
International Texas Playboys winner Champions Winners Club wins this for $12.
Cool. International Princess Twitters Rainbows Winners Club.
Yes, that's
Change.
Right.
Is that what you just called off?
Change Rob's team name, Phil. Write that down.
International Princess Twitters Winners Club. There you go.
Next up,
that's a much better name.
Rough Night, which is a movie about a bachelorette party where they accidentally kill a stripper. Didn't they already make this movie, but with dudes?
Yes.
Starring Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, and Kate McKenna. We'll open the bidding at
$5.
5. 6.
7.
7 going to Please Not Last Like Rob. $7 going once. $7 going twice. $7 sold to Please Not Last Like Rob.
Next. Rough Night is directed by Lucia Aniello, whose previous film was that she directed was a miniseries, really. It's a time traveling bong.
If I'd have known that, I'd have saved some money.
Next up, we've got Transformers The Last Night.
The first Transformers movie only did $5 million, so. But that was like 1988. Oh, 86.
Wait, are you talking about the animated one? I don't think that's relevant.
In all fairness, it has the best theme song of all Transformers movies.
You got the touch.
It's also got the best Transformers of all the Transformers movies.
I don't know.
They all had Optimus Prime.
I like when Ultra Magnus dies like an idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allow me to read my intro for this. Why can't they stop making these already?
Because they keep making money.
Actually, this one looks kind of cool. It's like a post-apocalyptic world. Yeah. We saw a trailer for it. I was very impressed.
Michael Bay wants to do like 18 of these things.
There's still, there's 6 and 7 lined up after this. And they're still breaking $200 million.
Oh, good. I heard the last one sucked. I haven't watched it yet, and it was like 3 hours long or something.
Honestly, you shut your mind off and quit worrying about story, and it's fun to watch.
Great.
That's what I want out of a movie.
You could say that about most Michael Bay movies.
The last one I watched, was
they
the third
do,
one.
They
like, I thought he was actively like trolling the audience by the way that things were interacting, like in time and space, like just in the physical reality of things. Like things would be like halfway across the country in what took place in the film in about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It took him 15 minutes to get to the moon.
Yeah, right. And it's also the fun thing that I like to do while watching Michael Bay movies and the Transformers ones in particular is try and guess what time it is in the context of the film. Because everything seems to take place at either 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. The sun is either rising or setting, but there's nothing going on like at noon. It's really messed up.
It's hard to get lens flares.
It's because everyone's getting lunch at noon.
He just does everything at magic time, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you start at 6, and you're done by 11. Lunch, siesta. Then you get back together, and then it's sunset time, and you do some more. Like, that's how it works.
Where are you, George? Gosh.
Occasionally, it is dead of night, also. We'll open the bidding on this for $5.
I'll throw 5 at it.
I'm going to throw 6 at it.
I will give it 15.
Oh.
You just said they all made $200 million or more.
Yeah.
That's more than 15.
I concur.
16.
18.
Oops. Ooh.
Phil sneaks in there, takes out the International Texas Playboys Winners Club. I missed one.
You did.
Dang it. Whatever. Phil, Gluttons for Punishment has it for 18 currently. 18 going once. 18 going twice. 18 sold to Phil. And his Gluttons that are for punishment. Next movie we have is Baby Driver. Surprisingly, not a kid's movie. But it is directed by Edgar Wright, who gave us other great movies. I don't remember what
such
they
as?
I was not going to follow
Hot
that.
Hot Fuzz.
What? Like what?
Hot
Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Walking Dead, no. Shaun of the Dead.
Almost Ant-Man.
Almost Ant-Man.
The end of the world.
Yes. So, this is actually a crime movie that is intense at moments, and Shirley enjoyed the trailer quite a bit. I could hear her laughter. So we will open the bidding at $5. And silence.
Did we lose everybody?
$5.
All right. George has got it at $5.
$6.
Oh, Shirley's bidding. I don't want to know.
You just bid on everything the rest of the game, and we will win. All right. Please Not Last Like Rob is currently has it for $6. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Please Not Last Like Rob for $6 Nerds Domain dollars.
I thought I was going to have to fight for that one.
Next up is Amityville The Awakening. I'm never moving to a town called Amityville. Seriously, why wouldn't you research a house's history before buying it?
With your dead brother, no less.
Right. We'll open the bidding on this newest horror movie at $5 Nerds Domain dollars.
It's the wrong season.
I'm sorry, who said $6?
I said $5.
I'll throw $6 down, but it's the wrong season.
What do you mean? Oh, because it should be the winter?
Yeah.
No, it should be Halloween, but they don't release a lot of like horror movies during October anymore, unfortunately.
We've got at least 2 more horror movies coming up in this lineup.
7.
Please Not Last Like Rob is currently has it for $7. Seven going once. Rob, are you going to bid? 7 going twice.
Rob, are you still there?
I'm here. Oh,
okay. $7 for Amityville The Awakening, sold to Please Not Last Like Rob. Next up, same weekend, we've got Despicable Me 3. Gru is back. Yes, I'm sorry.
Why isn't Jesse bidding?
Yeah, Jesse, you don't have to be here anymore, man. You're Poe.
No, he has to stick around.
Yeah, if Jesse's not here, there's one less person to make fun of Rob.
Oh.
Despicable Me 3, Gru is back with his minions and a twin brother who has hair.
Lots of hair.
Lots of hair.
Wait, that's his brother? That's a spoiler. Oh, no, wait, never mind. I'm thinking
it's in the trailer.
I was thinking of something else.
Oh, okay. So we will open the bidding at
$5. Five.
12.
You say 12?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will 15. Go. I will go 20.
22.
What did the last? What did Minions make?
I'm not telling you. 23.
Rob, you just outbid yourself.
22 stands.
He's okay with that.
25. 30. Oh, wow! International Texas. Winners, Playboys, Texas Club.
32.
Champions.
32 to whatever Rob's team name is.
You have to look. You have to say it all. If you're going to say George's, you got to say mine.
Oh, man, I lost you. International Twitter Princess Winos Club. $32 currently going to Rob. I'm not saying it again. Right this second. $32 going once. $32 going twice. $32 sold to the International Twitter Princess Winos Club.
How much do I have left, Phil?
We're about to go over that. Hold on.
We're not at the end of June yet.
Yeah, we've got two more movies in June, and we'll do a follow-up at the end of that.
Oh, I'm not putting on those. We're good.
Up next is The House. Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. It could be good, maybe. We're going to open
it. Could it really?
Yeah, it could be. We'll open the bidding at $5. I will give $5 for this movie.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Rob already said he wasn't bidding. Why are you bidding?
Ten.
Ten?
No, Phil already said ten. You can't bid ten again.
I'm just saying ten. 10. Wait, how much money do I have?
Well, you have a lot. Go for it.
Shirley, you still have 49 Nerds Domain dollars.
Okay. Jesus.
So, it's currently at 10 with Glutens for Punishment. 10 going once. 10 going twice. 10 sold to Glutens for Punishment. For 10 Nerds Domain dollars.
What is it?
The House.
Thank you.
Rounding out June, we've got Wish Upon. It's a box that grants wishes. What could possibly go wrong?
Is this the other horror movie you're talking about?
This is one of... this is the second
Annabelle
of Creation's
third. The last one.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there are three. We're opening the bidding at $5.
Five.
He opens the bids way higher than you can bid, Jesse. That's not
I
fair.
I know. I bid a dollar.
You didn't get a chance.
Oh, Jesse has it for a dollar.
Five.
I really don't want it. Thank you.
All you had to do was two there, Shirley, and you would have been okay.
So Shirley currently has it for five. I'm not accepting your two bid. You can't unbid yourself.
I mean, shit.
We watched Ninja Scroll the movie this weekend.
Oh, that's a good one, yes.
Every time the overdub said shit, the subtitle would say damn it. It was the most ridiculous thing.
You remember the dude with, like, spiders in his back or whatever?
No, bees.
Bees, yeah.
That was dope. That was dope stuff.
I have some problems. We could talk about that a different time.
Yeah.
Currently, Please Not Last Like Rob has it for $5.
Is your problem that it's so incredibly dope?
No, we will talk about it at another time. $5 going once. $5 going twice. $5 sold to Please Not Last Like Rob. for $5.
Wish Upon.
And that is Wish Upon. So, Phil, could you give us a rundown of how we look through the end of June?
Sure. The International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club still has 74 Nerds Domain dollars and has the most remaining. Then it is Gluttons for Punishment with 60, followed by Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again with 46. And then right behind that is Please Not Last Like Rob with 44, before moving down to the International Twitter Princess Winos Club at 23, and then the Rural Squirrel has one Nerds Domain dollar. Surprised no one's gone intergalactic over international yet.
Yeah. Or even planetary.
Oh my god.
Planetary.
No, thanks, thanks. That song is in my head.
Intergalactic. Alright, starting up in July, we've got Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man and Tony Stark, because we just had to shoehorn Tony Stark into one more freaking movie.
Hey.
I don't like Tony Stark.
It's Spider-Man, not Spider-Man. You're all
off the place. It's actually Phil Spaderman.
Gotcha.
So Spider-Man Homecoming, we will open for $5.
Five.
Six.
20.
21.
25.
26. 30. What's
31.
You say 31, I'm sorry?
Yes, 31.
Okay.
34.
The last one only did 200 million.
34 currently for the International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club. $34 going once. $34 going twice. $34 sold to the International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club. Up next, we've got War for the Planet of the Apes. More apes. If this is the dystopic future we're moving towards, I'm good with that. Also, Woody Harrelson has crazy eyes in this.
Oh, they put him in this? Oh, excellent.
He's the antagonist.
Oh, excellent.
Or the savior of humanity, depending on how you want to look at the movie.
Don't get too far. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go see
so
it.
That's in the trailer. Pro ape.
Love me some Planet of the Apes.
This is what you're
terribly
telling
good
me.
Film.
Jay, sure. Matt here is pro-ape. He's on the side.
I am
pro-ape.
You should be pro-ape.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Matt is?
Rob, you have forgotten that you are talking to the ape's immortal enemy, one of the agents of the lizard people.
Also,
oh,
you know,
yeah, you should be on the side of the apes. Oh, yeah.
My sympathies, you know, with humanity, of which I am an honorary member.
Well played.
All right, and opening the bid.
I will bring you a bucket of crickets next time I see you.
Dope.
$5? We're going to open the bidding at $5.
For the record, I prefer to swallow guinea pigs whole.
Guinea pigs whole?
Yeah.
That's expensive dinner.
I will bid
20. Ribeye. 21.
25.
Oh, dang. Dang. Because he can't do that.
Oh, he can't? Did I really outbid him on purpose? Ah. Sorry.
It's okay. The last one didn't do equitable 25.
That's fine. You're all right. I will still back a movie I like.
It is a great film. I like all of them so far. All
right. 25 going once. 25 going twice. 25 sold to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again. Next up.
How much does he have left now, Phil?
That puts me at 21.
Excellent.
I believe. Phil, correct me if I am wrong.
You are at 21.
And I'm at 23, right?
Correct.
Neat.
All right. Next up, we've got Dunkirk. Christopher Nolan takes on a very important battle from World War II. I'm pretty excited for this possibility. Plus, Tom Hardy and Cillian Murphy, two Batman villains. Opening the bidding at $5.
Bane was actually the hero of that movie.
He was.
He did make a few good points.
Are we going to get into this right now?
I will bid 21. $21 going once. $21 going twice.
$22.
Well, I'm out. I don't have any more. Phil, or Rob, you could jump in there.
How does it feel?
$22 going once. $22 going twice. $22 sold to the International Texas Playboy Champions Winners Club.
I can still buy Dark Tower. 22. I'm okay.
I just assumed that you're getting Dark Tower. I'm sorry. Next,
am I getting it for free?
No. Next up is Girls Trip. This is the second lady party movie of the summer. Hopefully this one doesn't involve the death of a stripper. We will open...
Somebody dropped the mic.
We will open... We'll open
that was
the
actually a knife.
At $5.
Just give it to Shirley. No one else is going to bid.
Wow, sexist.
I'll bet
look
a dollar.
At that.
Five. Jerk.
$5 currently to... I don't even remember your team
six.
Name. Oh, $6 to... Who was that?
That was the Glutens.
Glutens for punishment has it for six Nerds Domain dollars. You still have quite a bit of money there, Shirley. Are you sure you want to let Glutens take it for six Nerds Domain dollars? $6 going once. $6 going twice. $6 sold to Glutens for punishment. Moving forward, we have next Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. It looks stunning, and I really hope that the movie is half as good as the visuals. Also, Ethan Hawke plays a character called Jolly the Pimp. Yeah, I know. I wrote that down because I like Jolly the Pimp. That Jolly the Pimp is worth some money there.
What was the last Ethan Hawke movie?
He was just in something. I don't.
Yeah, I thought I saw him recently.
I don't know. Look that up. You have the internets and the.
There's been a lot of like Boyhood, Before Sunset. That what's his name? Linklater films.
Okay.
Oh, Magnificent Seven. He was in. It was Goodnight.
That's
Rubishaw.
What he was in, which was not bad. It wasn't magnificent.
Look, nobody's going to a movie just to see Ethan Hawke. You know what I mean?
No, but he's kind of like one of those actors that picks and chooses. He doesn't just jump into whatever role is thrown at him.
I'm sure that he saw the script and went, Jolly the Pimp, I can embody this.
Herbie Hancock is in this film.
Herbie Hancock?
Herbie Hancock.
All right. We'll open the bidding at $5. I'll bid
$5.
Phil?
$6.
Okay. All right. I'll go 10.
Okay.
What was the domestic gross on Fifth Element?
$6.
$6.
Fifth Element's from an earlier time, but let's pull it up. That's 97, so we're talking about, what, 20 years? Good golly.
Is this Luc Besson?
Yep.
Oh, shit. That's a different story. It was 63.
63 million, yes.
That's still not a... I mean, even then, that's not a great opening weekend. Or that's not a great... opening.
It did a lot better culty. On tape than it did.
Yeah.
Theaters, I think.
I feel as comfortable with that 10, though, that I bid.
Yeah, no, I think you're okay. Well, actually, we need to see this. Let's look at this and see what this does.
His last film was
gonna...
Lucy, which did
Lucy
126
did well.
Million. 126.
Oh, really? Yeah, I feel really comfortable then. Because Lucy I was a little harsh. It was not the greatest movie.
You didn't see it.
Yes, I did. I sat there and watched it with you and got bored and went and did something else.
Arthur and the Invisibles only did 15.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, but also Valerian is getting a huge media push. So
yeah,
that's
a Super Bowl spot, I think.
Yeah. So it's currently going to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again for 10 Nerds Domain dollars.
I'd also point out, I would imagine it's going to be in 3D, and a lot of people are going to want to see it in 3D, which is...
Oh, yeah, I bet this one might be one that's worth seeing in 3D.
Yeah, and that usually drives up the price, because, you know, tickets are more expensive that way.
The international one would be crazy, then.
Yeah.
So that's $10 going once. $10 going twice. $10 sold to Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again. All right, up next we've got Atomic Blonde. It's a spy thriller. It's a lady spy thriller. Why haven't we gotten a Black Widow movie yet? We'll open the bidding at five Nerds Domain dollars.
Five.
Shirley has bid five, even though I'm sure no one can hear her.
Five.
Thank you. Are you really?
Six.
Six?
Seven.
Back to Please Not Last Like Rob for seven. Seven going once. Seven going twice. Seven sold to Please Not Last Like Rob. She gets Atomic Blonde. Opening the same weekend as our next movie, The Emoji Movie. I do not want. This is a terrible looking wreck of a film, which means kids will love it and it will make $1 billion. We'll open the bidding at five.
How did Angry Birds do?
It did pretty well. I want to say like 220.
Did 100.
It did 100 exactly.
Yeah. It was 107.
But that had a backing too. Actually, we watched that movie. It was not terrible.
I'll do five.
Oh, Jesse, you got outbid.
Ah, surprise.
All right, Phil's got it for five.
Six.
Eight.
Back to Phil for eight. Eight going once. Eight going twice. Eight sold to Glutens for Punishment. Why don't we round out July for us there, Phil, and tell us how everybody's doing.
I have 46 Nerds Domain dollars, the Glutens. Please Not Last Like Rob, who is Shirley, has 37 Nerds Domain dollars. International Twitter Princess Winos Club, also Rob, has 23 Nerds Domain dollars.
A copycat.
The International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club has 18 Nerds Domain dollars. Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again has 11 Nerds Domain dollars. And Jesse hasn't changed. The Rural Squirrel still has one Nerds Domain dollar.
All right, so we go into August. We got four movies left. We'll start with The Dark Tower. Rob, look, your movie came back.
Yay!
We will start the bidding at $5.
37.
Awesome.
Rob, I think you got outbid.
What could I do? What the hell could I do?
That was like a spite bid.
Hell yeah, it was.
It's okay. I don't think I'm coming in last this time. I'm fairly confident that she's going to get hurt by this.
Alright, so 37 to Shirley for The Dark Tower. Only Phil can outbid her. Phil, are you going to bid?
No, not that.
Alright, The Dark Tower goes to Shirley for 37 Nerds Domain dollars. Alright, up next is Annabelle Creation. Strangely, Wish Upon, which was an earlier movie, is directed by the director of the first Annabelle. Maybe he was too busy doing that movie to make this one. We'll open the bidding at $5. I will bid 11.
I'll do 12. Okay. I'll do 13.
13 currently to Glutens for Punishment.
Sorry, the math is not working right over here.
Me math are no good.
My formula no good.
Currently 13. George, you can't outbid. currently 13, going once.
The first Annabelle film made $6.
That's the from box office mojo.com, right?
Officially? Yeah. How much is he bidding on this?
13.
14.
13. Wait, did someone just say 14?
No, that's what I thought. That's what it was at.
Yes. Gluttons for Punishment currently has a bid of 13.
I ain't messing around with no dolls, man. It's kid stuff.
I mean, that's a... Yeah.
Sequel to a horror film that didn't do great to begin with.
All right. Well, so, 13 going once. 13 going twice. 13 sold to Gluttons for Punishment. Moving on, next up is The Hitman's Bodyguard. Ryan Reynolds punches Samuel L. Jackson in the face. This looks fun, so of course it's going to bomb. We'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Six.
Ten.
11.
17.
18.
23.
24.
All right, that looks like Gluttons for Punishment has Hitman's Bodyguard. Last up, we've got Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. It's another kids movie and a sequel to a movie that I don't remember coming out. We'll open the bidding at $5. I will bid 11.
23.
All right, International Twitter Princess Winos Club gets that movie. And that ends us out this evening. Phil, can you give us a rundown on what everybody has left?
Sure. the International Texas Playboys Champions Winners Club has money left over. $18 Nerds Domain dollars. Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again has 11 Nerds Domain dollars left. I have 9 Nerds Domain dollars left. And the Rural Squirrel has 1 Nerds Domain dollar left. And please not last like Rob spent all of their Nerds Domain dollars.
So did Rob.
So did, International Twitter Princess Winos Club. Need to get that team name in one more time.
All right, so the Rural Squirrel ended up with Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Baywatch. That's it. Dr. Dinosaur Rides Again got King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword. Wonder Woman. War for the Planet of the Apes. Valerian and a City of 1,000 Planets. Did I really only get 4? Okay, that's fine. I'm comfortable with that. Gluttons for Punishment got Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, Transformers Last Night, The House, Girls Trip, The Emoji Movie, Annabelle Creation, and The Hitman's Bodyguard. International Texas Playboys Champion Winners Club got The Mummy, Pixar's Cars 3, Spider-Man Homecoming, Dunkirk, Alien Covenant. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Dunkirk. There are too many internationals here. International Twitter Princess Winos Club got Alien Covenant, Pirates of the Caribbean, Despicable Me 3, and Nutty by Nature. Or, I'm sorry, Night Job 2, Nutty by Nature. Please
did
not
you say
last.
Night Job 2?
Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
You did say Night Job 2.
I probably did.
Which would be a better movie, though.
And Shirley got a...
Can we...
Yes?
I want to have them do that movie instead.
Night Job 2?
Night Job 2.
Nutty by Nature.
Nutting in Nature.
I'm pretty sure I could probably find that on the site I found the other side.
Yeah, no.
The Peter Pan movie.
Shirley, or Please Not Last Like Rob got Snatched. Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. All Eyes on Me. Rough Night. Baby Driver. Amityville The Awakening. Wish Upon... Atomic Blonde, and The Dark Tower, which makes Rob cry just a little bit inside.
No, because it screwed me last time. I'm good with it.
And then when she beats you this time, it'll screw you this time, too. I want this so bad. All right.
I don't know. I got Pirates, I got Alien, and I got Despicable Me 3. Despicable Me's, those have consistently done 300 million plus.
Yeah.
Alien or Prometheus did almost 200 million. I got it for cheap.
What did the first Guardians of the Galaxy pull?
300 million. Was that 330 million?
Coming off of what we saw from like Doctor Strange, which was released in a rough time, and it still hit 200 million. I think Guardians of the Galaxy 2, especially with the
oh no, I think that's I think it's going to do good. I think it's going to do better than the first one did, because I think it's got the following behind it now.
And I think Baywatch has the star power behind it to not suck.
Yeah.
My biggest regret is Despicable Me 3.
Well,
because you had no money left?
What, your $1 wasn't going to get that?
Yeah.
The Minions did $330 million. I mean, that wasn't nothing to scoff at. That was a knockoff film.
It was not a knockoff film. It was a prequel, sir.
As a Star Wars fan, you should know
all about prequels.
Yeah, the bad ones? Yeah, so was Minions.
Shirley, what do you feel about your movies? You're excited because you have 9, aren't you?
Yes. I was going for quantity this time, not quality.
Phil, you have what, 7 or 8? So she's outnumbering you, too.
Yeah, I just have 7.
Yeah. So Shirley went quantity, because why go for quality when you can have everything?
Exactly. 10 million times 9 is 90 million. There you go.
There you go.
Well, that's assuming all 9 come out, right?
Shit! Well, stop cursing.
The Dark Tower might be okay, unless it's bad.
Yeah. George, are you happy with your movies?
Yeah, I'm not happy I left so much money on the table, but these are ones that I all wanted, so.
That's good. I love my movies. I have 4 tent poles. Even if they're small tent poles.
There's a lot of tent poles, you know.
Yeah, this year had a lot of tent poles, and then...
I'm
going to argue you do not have 4 tent poles. I'd argue you have 2, maybe 1.5. Like, Wonder Woman, yes. War for the Planet of the Apes, sure. But Valerian, I think, is going to be culty, and King Arthur, yeah, I don't know.
But I got Valerian for 10 and King Arthur for 15. I think they're going to hold their own.
Yeah, I'm just saying I wouldn't call them tent poles. I would say that Rob has... Well,
a chance of not coming in last this time?
Not nut job. I don't know. He's probably got the most.
Yeah, Despicable Me and Pirates. Alien, as good as it's going to be, is also very niche. And I don't.
Yeah,
think
no, but
do
Prometheus
well
did bank. Prometheus did real bank. And
Prometheus did 125, 150.
And you paid. But, and you paid 228.
Yeah, but the difference is that was called Prometheus, and it's called Alien.
It's got an Aliens tag. People were more stoked about the fact that it's got the Alien tag than anything.
Plus, it's got
Danny
McBride.
That's true, but coming off of Prometheus and how that was, it could put a bad taste in people.
But it's got Danny McBride.
Have you guys...
I think that's also why it's tagged Alien Covenant, not Prometheus 2, because it was Prometheus 2 for the longest time.
Have you guys seen the trailer where they're just playing Country Mountain Home? And showing you like scenes of the ship and the planet, and then suddenly it just gets really violent.
That is so Ridley Scott.
You know what? It's pretty effective.
Yeah, that's very Ridley Scott. That doesn't surprise me.
And then the alien was headbutting the spaceship. It's like to break the glass and get in. It was
everything
terrifying.
About that sounds beautiful.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if it does 15 million. I'm going to go watch that shit and love it.
That's fair.
Oh,
no, that's fair.
There's a difference between movies we'll enjoy and movies we think will make bank.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I like to mix those two.
Well, that's why you bought the Dark Tower last time.
Yeah, because I didn't think it was going to make bank, but I thought it was going to be fun to watch. I bought the BFG, man. Come on now.
Language.
And that did so bad. But it was a fun little film. I liked it. It wasn't a great Steven Spielberg film. But
I also don't think it got the attention it needed.
Not with everything else coming out around it, too. That didn't help. But it just wasn't well executed.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do us tonight for the Nerds Domain podcast. You guys can find us on all the Facebooks and the Twitters, and those are all be in the show notes. And we will talk to you guys real soon.